Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Further, what they have said is that we need to not worry about manufacturing in America because what we should establish is a policy of unfettered free trade. We don't need tariffs. What we need is to allow corporate America the freedom to throw American workers out on the street. People who are making 15, 20, 25 bucks an hour, healthcare, pensions, throw them out on the street because somehow, Madam President, we are going to create wealth in America and good paying jobs in America as we shut down plants. We move to China. Corporations there pay workers 20, 30 cents an hour, and we bring the product back into this country. And anyone who goes shopping in a mall knows how difficult it is today to find the product made in America.
Capital Beat.
Yeah, we got Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us this morning from Missouri's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, that was a Bernie Sanders from back in 2008 when he was all in favor of tariffs.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing Trump gets Democrats to change their mind on a lot of things?
Yeah, the UAW is all in for Donald Trump now because he's proven that his policies are about American manufacturing and bringing jobs back here. And they've been paid a lot of lip service to that over the years, but their party has never followed through on any of it.
Right. Yeah. And I think that for me, my view is that tariffs are nothing to celebrate. They're not good, but they're also not good both ways. And we have been receiving the bad end of this for decades, letting other countries tariff us. And it took Donald Trump to kind of step in and say, wait a minute, let's figure out a way to compel those countries to reduce their tariffs. And I think that his reciprocal tariffs are kind of designed a way to do that.
Yeah, I said earlier this morning, I used the analogy that it's almost like having to do an intervention with a family member. They don't realize they got a problem, and they're not happy that the whole family has gathered in the family room to tell them about it because they're used to drinking at the bar of America for free. And suddenly these countries are being told, you're not drinking free here anymore. There's going to be a cost to it because you charge us when we go to your bars. And they don't like that. They're using our tax dollars to prop up whatever their economy is in their countries. So they're gonna feel the pain from this. And Donald Trump's been the only one with the guts to do it. No other president has ever had the guts to do what he did because he knew that Wall Street would react the way it did, and that there'd be a lot of heat on him for a few days. And fortunately, he doesn't care.
No, I think that. He's resolute in this, and there's something to be said about not having to run for reelection.
Yes,
if you're trying to worry more about having a positive legacy, and putting America, saving the country, you worry less about all of the hyperbole that's happening right now, all the hysteria.
It looks like
Pam Bondi might be doing some sort of a press conference talking about some new MS-13 gang arrests. Obviously, we've talked a lot about that, but the other story that's gotten a lot of people chatting is this guy who they're saying, oh, you know, the Trump administration mistakenly deported him and all of these things. And you see the mainstream media trying to paint him as some incredible father. And it turns out that the guy's a gang member himself who was here illegally, right? I mean, what's your take on all this? What's being talked about on Capitol Hill?
I wouldn't give that guy Father of the Year. In fact, it's kind of disturbing that gang members are raising children. But at the end of the day, they're not supposed to be here. And I think that the Trump administration is doing a great job in this, doing a tremendous job. And the fact that the left is scouring and searching for some kind of anecdotal, individual, like one-off story of a sympathetic person that and they haven't been able to find it should tell you that Trump is doing an amazing job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they're doing this for sure, because it's been long overdue. We've seen it here. You know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about I do a weekly segment on the Second Amendment, usually on Tuesdays. And this whole, national concealed carry reciprocity bill, I think, is about to pass the House, isn't it?
I don't know where it's at on the agenda. It probably did come out of Judiciary Committee, so it's probably primed to go to the floor. So that would be exciting to have a bill like that. It's something that I would love to see put into reconciliation. I don't think you're never going to get the 60 votes in the Senate given the current makeup. But something that's pro Second Amendment we might be able to get a win in the reconciliation bill. One of the things I'm pushing for that I think is really defensible, it absolutely fits in the bill, would be to eliminate the tax stamp on suppressors and short barrel rifles. It's about $200, which is $200 too much. And it is a burden for people. And it's ridiculous. You shouldn't have to pay $200 to try to not lose your hearing every time you fire, a firearm.
Is that would that be a change to the NFA? Is that what it is, the National Firearms Act?
Yeah, it basically would gut the NFA.
Yeah.
A big portion of it. And so all of the rules in the NFA, a lot of times people think, oh, this is about keeping people safe. No, it's about making the firearms laws complicated.
Yes.
So that the average consumer doesn't understand. And so, like the short barrel rifle, you can buy a pistol or you can buy a long barrel rifle, but by golly, if it's somewhere in between, you have to pay the federal government extra money and jump through a bunch of other hoops. And the assumption is that is somehow more lethal than the other two at either ends. I mean, it's just really a ridiculous concept. And then I've never seen a suppressor make something more lethal. if anybody's ever used one, they're still extremely loud. It is still extremely loud to fire something. And so people think that it's done, that it sounds like it is in movies. That is not the case whatsoever.
That's true. And I don't know if it's the James Bond effect or what it is, but people have some impression. It must have, the people that put that in the law must have believed that a bunch of assassins would run around and silently assassinate people if they just had suppressors.
Right.
So we've somehow got to regulate those. And it would probably have done more to save the hearing of untold thousands of Americans if they'd had easier access to them over the years, because you don't necessarily even have to wear hearing protection if you're using a suppressor when you're shooting.
That's right. Save on hearing aids.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Free suppressors.
Yeah, it's very true. And I don't know. So let's talk about the ATF for a minute, because I know that's been on your agenda. What kind of support are you hearing there on the Hill? And I understand that's another thing that would be very difficult to get through cloture in the Senate. But I love your idea of shutting down that, just like they shut down the EPA museum yesterday.
Yeah, I think that Cash is on an effort very much in Doge style to this, you know, to very much at least gut the ATF. You've already seen over 1,000 jobs that have been either eliminated or moved out of the ATF and into the FBI so that they can focus on other things, actual criminal activity. I think that's a start. So having this dialogue and having this topic out there is at least moving. I think it's moving the Overton window and getting the administration, getting other people to ask the question, why do we have this rogue agency that seems hell-bent to violate the Constitution or people's constitutional rights? And so I feel like we've made a lot of progress this year. It may be a bridge too far to pass a bill that completely abolishes them altogether right now, but it doesn't mean that it's not possible, you know, a few years from now.
Got to get that.
With the Trump administration, that a few more years of this administration.
Yeah, very good. And you know, winning a few more seats in the Senate in the midterms, maybe as well. We'll see. Congressman, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Congressman Eric Burleson there, of course, from the 7th Congressional District. I the whole suppressor thing has baffled me for years. Speaking of baffling, I would love to have a suppressor. I've never gone to the trouble to get one because it's just been a little bit of a hassle. It's easier now because you just have to fill out a paper form, pay your $200, mail it off to Washington, D.C. somewhere from your gun store, and wait for months to hear back. They finally made it an electronic transaction, and sometimes you can get an answer back in as little as a month or less now.
That's maybe still a long time.
Maybe faster than that. And then you have to then buy the suppressor on top of that. So it might cost you another $1,000 to depending on what you're buying or what gun you're getting it for.
Didn't Bo and our guest in the 8 o'clock hour have a bet to see who got theirs first?
I don't know if it was Greg or if it was Mike. Might have been Chief Wiegand.
You need the Titanic gift with the old lady where she's like, it's been 84 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Get more at 971talk.com.